All right, very excited to welcome to the show now a band we've been eagerly anticipating this morning. They're called Tunnel Vision, and they are opening for Slightly Stupid in just a few days at a fundraiser show for Surf Rider at the Belly Up Saturday in San Diego. They're going to play two songs for us, then we'll come back and learn more about these guys. Whenever you're ready, Tunnel Vision live in studio.
You. Big Bang, that's a whole lot of stardust that makes up this game. We once stood tall like a new fame. We're burning up and we're fading away. This world's spinning like a top. It's hard to feel the bottom when you're living on this rock. Eat all the way, take it all away. It's best we start a new way of living. Give up what's hard, stop giving up on giving this down. This world's a mess and it needs to be addressed. It's quaking from the inside just to shake off their stress. You know that we pressed and it ain't no test. It's time to get up and now do what's best. Put down your iPhone and start like the rest. Do what you say, get it off your chest. Cause now we burn down them buildings, burn down the dollar. Plant some more trees cause now nothing should be taller than these. Old trees. When we learn, when there's nothing left to burn, if you fall, we all fall down. We'll let it fall down. Big Bang, that's a whole lot of stardust that makes up this game. We once stood tall like a new flame. We're burning up and we're faded away. This world's spinning like a top. It's hard to feel the bottom when you're living on this rock. Eat all the way, take it all away. Yeah. I say, Big Bang. That's a whole lot of stardust that makes up this game. We once stood tall like a new flame. Let's burn it up, but in the good way. Right now, this world's spinning like a top. Stop! It's hard to feel the bottom when you're living on this rock. Eat all the way, take it all away. But when will we learn? When there's nothing left to burn. If you fall, we all fall down. So let it fall. Nothing left to burn. If you fall, we all fall down. To let it fall down. Burn down the buildings, burn down the dollar. Plant some more trees, cause now nothing should be taller than these. Old trees.
Yeah, guys, killer. It was awesome. Tunnel Vision live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Again, you can catch them at the Belly Up in a couple days on Saturday with Slightly Stupid. We'll talk about that gig and more about the band, but please, would you do one more song for us?
Yes, I will. This one's called Time Flies. Why do I spend my time day by day? I try to get up and but it's not enough to get about a fence. So I spit about my money and my doors are closed. It's time to get up and get exposed to the great things in life, forever they can't be. So let the good times keep on coming, you know. Back to me, yeah, back to me, yeah. So just away with those good times, leave behind the bad. It's time to live with sorrow, but soaking in the sad. So is your life that bad, yeah? That's all fine, remember the good times, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time flies, but it's never too late. It's this feeling that we all have to wait. So now when time flies, these feelings will fade. When you're down and you're sorrow and pain, now keep pushing on until it all around. I can show you all the love that I've found. These times of frustration are hard, they can't be. So let the good times keep on coming, you know. That to me, yeah, that to me, yeah, yeah. So drift away with those good times, leave behind the bad. It's time to live with sorrow, but it's soaking in the sad. So is your life that bad, yeah? Let's have fun, remember the good times, yeah, yeah, yeah. The good times, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
So great.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, man.
Tunnel Vision just performed live 2 songs for us in studio. Let's come back and chat with you and learn more about the band and the gig you've got coming up and the new record and all that. All right, we're back in studio now on KX93.5 with the band Tunnel Vision. They just did 2 songs for us in studio. Hello, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Welcome. Nice to have you.
We're stoked to be here.
Yeah, thank you. That was cool. Thanks for you rearranged your whole band just to do that acoustic setup for us.
Yes, we did.
Usual drummer played... played rhythm guitars. How'd that feel? How do you think you did? Rate yourself.
Probably a 5 right now.
Is that a 5 out of 10? Because at the end of
5 out of 5.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
you fooled me. I wouldn't have known unless Hayden was like, "Hey, man, it's time for you to do the solo in the middle of the song." He told you what to do. So.
No, at the end of it, sounds like, "Oh, I wish I was supposed to do a solo."
What do you mean?
That
was me doing the solo.
You know, that's right. Hayden did the solo. It sounds like I wanted to do a solo. It's like his first time out drumming, and he's ready to solo.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're excited to have you guys in the studio. You just released an album this July, Tunnel Vision LP, right? And then you're opening for Slightly Stupid in a few days at what's sure to be a pretty huge show.
Yeah, we're stoked. It sold out, and you know, the first 10 minutes of it even being on sale for tickets. So, yeah, we're excited to play a packed house with Slightly Stupid.
10 minutes, it sold out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Unbelievable. So we've got a pair of tickets to give away. I should say that now, then.
Right, so that's
we've got
cool
one pair
us.
Of tickets we're going to give away toward the end of this that we'll have people text in to do. So that's awesome. So how'd you get hooked up with Stupid, and how are you in that scene? It seems like it's very much your vibe, obviously. But
yeah, well, I always grew up listening to Slightly Stupid. All of us did. That was obviously one of the influence them, Sublime, lots of other reggae stuff, and also kind of came from a punk rock roots. But anyways, the guys from Slightly Stupid, I lived with Anthony Lovato, which is now our manager, and he does the sound for, he's a sound tech for Slightly Stupid, Pepper, and Expendables. And those guys, I mean, he lived at the Pepper house in Dana Point over here and stuff and was always over there. So got to see those guys, and he kind of gave us a chance to go play in their studio, which was insane. They invited us to have us play a couple songs, and we ended up hanging out with them and kicking it off, and then we ended up doing our record at their studio. And
so you were likable. They liked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they invited you to other big things.
Yeah, super cool guys, and yeah, I mean, no need to say any more than that.
It's very cool, man.
Yeah.
And then the show is actually to benefit Surf Rider Foundation.
Yes, it is.
Most people in Laguna will know really well. We've been involved with them before at various benefit shows. But talk about how they're involved with this particular gig.
Yeah. Well, Surf Rider, I mean, we're all surfers. And, you know, Slightly Stupid has always promoted that whole part of the ocean, too. So we're stoked to be a part of it. It's basically, you know, to promote coastal development and stop, you know, bad things from happening in the ocean, keep it clean. We know we're all surfers, so that's super important to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's at the Belly Up this Saturday. Again, tickets no more, but yeah, we'll have a pair to give away in a little bit. Killer. So tell us about the new record. What did it take to get that thing together? And
We actually did it in like 8 days.
Oh, good.
But it was 16 songs. I mean, it was all day, all night in the studio. You know, Jay Wiz, our producer, really knows what he's doing. He's really fast, and it was awesome.
Somebody like Jay Wiz, obviously,
wizard.
Get it together.
Right, that's not a reference to the amphetamines he's taking. It's to do with the thing. Right.
Yeah.
Did you write all those songs in that time as well?
Yeah. Oh, no. A lot of them were already written. And then there was a couple new songs that weren't even going to be on the record, like Citrus Skies, which ended up being one of our favorite ones, and Live This Way. We ended up kind of just last minute throwing it on there, and it came together great. So.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Sometimes
that
happens.
You never know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. That's really cool.
We're really excited to get back in the studio as well. We're getting back in right after the show with Stupid on the 6th. Getting back in the studio, we're going to record a couple more songs. And we got some exciting news to release here and for New Year's. And we're going to be recording some more songs, so we're stoked.
Now, you've completely moved away from your old-time skateboarding career, right?
I still skateboard as much as I can. Skate. I still skate. My brother's a pro skateboarder.
Because you were up there, right? I mean, you.
As a kid, I grew up skating on castle contests and stuff like that, which is the California Amateur Skateboard League, and I was always doing contests through that. And then I had quite a few sponsors. My brother's still doing it. He Nolan Johnson. He's actually my stepbrother, but we grew up skating from ever. I actually came from Seattle. And that's where I learned how to skate and growing up, going to Portland every weekend and stuff, skating Burnside.
Yeah.
And then
I played all those in the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah. Burnside was on
that's
there.
That's how I'm familiar with
it. When I was a kid, I got to play it and then go there and skate it.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. And it's so part of the culture. Obviously, I'm not actually from these parts. I don't know if you can tell by my accent, but it really is. That's the culture, the surf, skate, roots, ska, reggae, punk rock kind of thing. And you're really embedded in all of that stuff. It's very cool. Yeah,
that's our vibe for sure.
And you don't have to go out on stage and say, "Hi, everyone, we're Slightly Stupid" every night. Does it ever occur to you that might be a thing? Like, after a while, you're like, wait a minute. No?
I think they've stopped introducing themselves at this point.
No?
They might have realized that early on, that it sounded like that.
People introduce that.
Good evening, we're actually... We're actually quite intelligent.
They are. They actually are.
Well, I'm sure they are. It must get annoying after a while, though. Yeah. We're slightly stupid, so you'd have to say that.
Again, the band.
I have to say Tunnel Vision, which.
Hey, you named
we
your
have
band.
Tunnel Not vision. We have
there's
tunnel
a couple
vision.
Different meanings there, so.
which one do you lean toward?
Well, really, we're surfers, so it came from being in the barrel, you know, surfing.
Yeah.
And then. We all make surfboards for a living besides what we do.
Wow. You know?
Well, while we're not playing music, that's what we do.
But, you guys are I'm so impressed how much you're in the culture.
Totally.
Because some
live
people
and breathe.
Make ska music, then they go to their financial jobs. But
well,
yeah,
wait a minute. Really wait a minute. They do have they've got a judge.
Oh, yeah,
in the
I
band.
Forgot. There's a judge.
They've got a sax player as a judge. Doug Allen, the sax player.
We're all over the place. We like it that way.
No, it's very cool. You guys are stoked.
No, we're. Couldn't be more stoked.
Yeah.
Everything's been so good. And got lots of other big shows coming up, too, you know. in January, playing with the Expendables at the House of Blues. We're excited. We just got on the Cali Roots Festival this year.
Killer.
Which is insane.
But there's another band. We're the Expendables. You can't, how long can you go without saying, wait a minute? We've got a good career. We've sold a lot of records. We're actually, you know, useful.
So Tunnel Vision named their band well.
And then the other meaning to Tunnel Vision really is, you know, looking at one path to a certain goal and getting there, you know. And that's the other, you know, really...
Right, being focused.
Closing in, focused on something you want really bad and getting there, you know. And that's the other meaning to it. Those are the two meanings I like. So,
awesome.
Good message.
Do you still want to do a game?
Yeah, come on then.
All right, we're going to play a game with you. Oh. Is that all right? It's a radio game. Everybody can play.
Nope.
You have to. So I'm going to click this button. It will explain the game. Here you go.
1776 was a long time ago, my fellow Americans. Let's see if you still got it. It's time to play Beat the Brit on KX93.5.
I have never won this game.
He's never won.
So don't worry about it.
Okay,
you're fine.
So you'll all play as a team, right? And the point of the game is that Jason's British and you're not, right? So we're going to ask a very grade level American history questions. And if you can get them right, if you can beat him, then you'll win.
We got this, dude.
Now, today's is a little bit unique. I themed the game entirely on Alexander Hamilton. Okay? You don't have to know anything about Hamilton. It's fine. But the question should get you there.
He was a clothing designer. I'm sure I've seen Alexander Hamilton at South Coast Plaza.
All right. So it's Tunnel Vision.
We got this.
It's Tunnel Vision versus Jason Fetty in Beat the Brit. Here's the first question. All right. Tunnel Vision, you'll answer this first, okay? On which American dollar bill is Alexander Hamilton?
Go on, then.
Is it 10?
It's not the 50.
You're in a band. You've never seen a $50 bill.
Hell no.
All right, I need a final answer. What do you think?
It's the one, right?
You're gonna go with one?
No way! The $2 bill? That's the only one I wouldn't know.
Dude, it's like the.
Go on,
you got an answer.
Don't get mad at me.
20?
20, yeah.
All right,
give me a 20.
Jason, what do you think?
Wow. See, I was gonna go for 20. Can I go for 20?
You can answer the same thing if you want.
22, yeah.
It's the $10
bill. It's the 10! It's the 10, of course it is. Yes, I knew that.
All right, here's the next question. Who shot and killed Alexander Hamilton? Jason Fetty, you'll answer this first. Who shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a famous political duel?
O.J. Simpson.
Yep, that's it. All right, Tunnel Vision, do you have an answer?
Bob Saget.
Listen to this man.
Burr.
Aaron Burr is right. Good job.
Keyboard player. Right. Drummer never got that right. Drummer didn't know that.
No.
All right, Tunnel Vision, you'll answer this next question. Alexander Hamilton went to King's College in New York, which is now what Ivy League school?
New York. Come on. What's the big one in New York?
Harvard?
No, that's Massachusetts. Brown.
Brown?
Blue?
Blue.
It's blue.
Yep. They got it. They get the point. It's blue.
It's blue.
It was Columbia, guys.
Columbia. It was.
All right. Here we go. When was Alexander Hamilton president of the United States? This is multiple choice.
Great.
Was he first, second, third, or never?
Never.
Tunnel Vision, you'll answer this first?
Never.
Never?
Never.
All right, Jason.
No,
Fetty?
I think he was second.
You think he was second, huh?
Third.
Which one?
I think he was third
after Adams, and then Adams was the next one after him again. His
Washington,
father and the son.
Adams, Jefferson. Jefferson. Hamilton was never the president of the United States.
Hamilton was never. Please don't throw me out of the country for not knowing this.
It's 2-0.
Beating this, Brit.
Tunnel Vision's winning. Finally, we have one more question. Ready? Jason, you'll answer this first. What general did Alexander Hamilton primarily serve under during the Revolutionary War? What general? Jason Fetty?
General George Washington.
George Washington, Tunnel Vision?
I don't know.
Lee, right?
No.
Is it GW? Yeah.
George Washington. It is George Washington. You both got it right. Good job.
Finally.
All right, Tunnel Vision, you won.
Yeah, well done.
I need surprisingly.
All of that skateboarding paid off. very well done, guys. Not only did you play a cool two-song set for us, you also beat the Brits. So congratulations. Woo-hoo. You win a... What do they win today, Jason?
Nothing.
Two free tickets to Slightly Stupid?
Oh, yeah.
No, you cannot have those tickets. No.
We're going to give away tickets now to that sold-out show, by the way. You can text us, 949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. Text us now. We got two tickets to the sold-out Slightly Stupid show with Tunnel Vision at the Belly Up this Saturday night. Guys, thank you. You were so much fun.
Yeah.
And have a good show. And keep us in the loop about any new music, all right?
Appreciate it.
See ya.